Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
If that was an insurrection, it was the most poorly conducted insurrection ever.
If it wasn't an insurrection, then what was it?
Special operations uses the military deception tactic of a false flag abroad against the enemies of America. A false flag is any time you want to frame another group so that you can then take action against that group. It is my opinion that false flags have happened in this country, one of which may have been January 6th.
A wave of false flag intimidation is nigh. The warning signs are abundant.
Some people showed up at a Yunkin event posing as Charlottesville protesters. A group you're with, the Lincoln Project, owned that it was them, that they posed this way because they wanted people to remember. You're getting crushed by people on the right as a dirty tactic. Do you stand behind what was done, and is that being what you guys say you oppose?
No. Listen, every day I hear people pleading with the Lincoln Project to help show Democrats how to win, how to play hardball. This is an example.
The progressive fascists that have hijacked our government will ramp up their creeping deception as the 2022 election nears, unleashing waves of provocateurs funded by political action committees, NGOs, grant-making networks, and the federal government itself upon the United States as their incompetence and Marxist agenda continues to bear rotten fruit.
Mr. President, you tweeted earlier asking Virginia and New Jersey residents to vote. Democrat Terry McAuliffe is struggling in a state that you won by 10 points. Do you see his problems as a rebuke of your presidency? And could this signal your real losses for Democrats in the midterms?
We're going to win. I think we're going to win in Virginia.
All righty, Virginia, we won this thing!
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's campaign, attempting to hang on to his tyrannical governor's seat, was rife with propaganda-fueled incidents.
The McAuliffe campaign quickly seized on the tiki torches. Jen Goodman, a communications staffer for McAuliffe, said their presence in front of Youngkin's bus was, quote, disgusting and disqualifying. Christina Frundlich, another McAuliffe campaign spokesperson, tweeted the photo and said, this is who Youngkin supporters are.
In Austin, Texas, a tiny out-of-state group of self-proclaimed neo-Nazis magically appeared right before a vote on the George Soros-contested proposition that would fund the police, taking pictures with police officers and displaying anti-Semitic banners on highway bridges. One banner went so far as to attempt to implicate InfoWars in its deception.
It's a group of people from outside of Austin who came in with the sole intent of being as outrageous and as anti-Semitic as possible to incite reactions in people.
Apparently, at least one of the same feds that became the subject of a viral meme back in September from the feds and propaganda media pseudo-rally that no true patriot would get within 100 miles of isn't smart enough to disguise himself. It clearly appears to be the same exact person. As laughable and ill-planned as they are with their cartoonish backfiring, the abundance of these provocateurs should be alarming, as Soros' wedge of House progressives face re-election along with 36 governors and 34 Senate seats following the 2020 census redistricting. John Bound reporting.
I want to use my 5 minutes.
I'm cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system. 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue. 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock. 50% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus, so it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Peter McCullough, one of the leading voices exposing the dangers of the experimental COVID vaccine rollout, will be in studio today. I got in touch with him a few days ago because Joe Rogan wanted to talk to him. Very excited. That's coming up. And he said, hey, I can just pop right in. I'm going to be in town on Friday. So he's just passing through, driving through, a very busy man. He'll be in studio with us in the second hour. And, boy, there couldn't be a better time for that, could there? We also have some other big guests I'll tell you about coming up. But it couldn't be a better time because, well, we've got a lot of news here, obviously, to cover, but I happen to have some information here that is a pretty big deal. And if I don't build it up, people are just going to hear it and it's just going to kind of float over their heads or in one ear and out the other, including myself. I mean, I'm really thinking about what is the proper action for me to take concerning everything that's going on. And it's all tied together. You know, the UN came out yesterday, or came out last week. We were the first to learn of it, and put out new policies saying globally you can inject children without parental consent. And they labeled that the new informed consent. If you send your children to school, you know they're going to be injected. Wow, what a statement. It's like saying you wear that short skirt, you're going to get raped. Or you go outside at night, you're going to get mugged. Or I mean, they're just saying, we're going to do this to you. And I've got more news on that today. It's a pretty big deal. And an article at InfoWars.com that needs to get out there revealed UN plan to vax children without parental consent. Kelly McBreen article. But that's only a part of the story, the destruction of parental rights. The fact that the UN is the group running it and we're under UN control. The fact that all these major sites admit, like Yahoo and AP, that, well, we get our fact-checking from the UN. And if the UN says you're not allowed to talk about having a heart attack from the shots, you're not allowed to. It's true, they make you have heart attacks. But we're not going to let you talk about it. It can scare people. I mean, that's a real quote that I made a big deal about 3 weeks ago when the young sports college student, full scholarship, great shape, had a myocarditis, almost died, and doctor said it was the Pfizer shot, and the UN said, well, we're not going to allow him to be in the news, because it's true what he said, the doctor's not lying, but it scares people. I mean, think about that. It's true it made you have a major heart problem. We know it's real. They would say he's a good person, but he's not allowed to scare people. The UN says, I mean, you just wake up to that.
But none of that even compares in magnitude to what I'm about to cover. Because the fact that they're announcing they're going to come and inoculate your children forcibly is just the highway. What's coming down that highway is a bus on fire going 200 miles an hour, and it's going to run us over. The question is, what's in the shot? Yeah, the UN runs it. Yeah, it's out of control. It's a total parental power grab by the state and bureaucrats. It's over the top. On a scale of 10, it's an 11. But it gets a lot worse, folks. I now have video out of Germany, out of France, out of the UK, out of England and Scotland and Ireland, and out of Hawaii, and out of New York, and from Texas, and Arkansas, and Florida. I mean, I've got it all right here. Got all the clips, all of it. With them saying, oh my God, the hospitals are 25% their biggest record now. Previous hospitalization was, I think, 2017. And a few weeks ago, it was 20% the record. Now it's 25% the record and growing. And they think by January, it's going to be 50% more than had ever been in the hospital before with mystery illnesses. And they list them. Well, they don't know why there's all these heart attacks and heart swelling and blood clots and people having horrible autoimmune diseases where their lungs fill with water and they die, but they don't have COVID. Gee, what could it be? Well, what did every scientist worth their salt come out and say? I mean, a who's who of Nobel Prize winners and chief scientists and university heads. And now the head of the British Medical Journal came out. I've got video of that in Senate hearings, but it's a total blackout on it. And said, we got mass ADE taking place. So we're not warning of ADE like we did a year and a half ago. It's going on, and it's premeditated. And sure enough, people go, hey, ADE happens really bad with cold virus vaccines, but we never had one. This one's really souped up. We're probably going to have ADE and half people that take it. A lot of them are going to die. In fact, around half the people that develop ADE die. We're talking about 25% of people, if you look at just the first numbers coming out, that have had the shot are going to die. 50% are going to get sick conservatively. And now that's what we see. It's ADE. ADE is way more prevalent, the evidence shows, than just the myocarditis, the heart swelling, and the heart attacks and the strokes and the rest of it. And I've got a stack of news from around the world where they've got prime ministers and premiers and senators and governors and hospital heads going, we just don't know why the hospitals are so full. These people can't breathe. Their lungs are turning liquid. And by the way, they're all double jabbed. They should be healthy. And it's not COVID, though. They're just dying. And the statistics are, in the UK alone, you're twice as likely to be dying of the super cold, as it's called in the UK. It's been going on for 2 months now. If you had the double jab. And you're also increasing it if you've had one shot. And they've got all the numbers. I mean, this is all public. And now I've got stacks of news articles, stacks of them, two stacks of mainstream news going, we don't know why everybody's dying. No one will say it. Everyone knows. Gee, why is the champion basketball player having a heart attack? Why the other one have myocarditis? Why the top hockey player just have a heart attack on the ice and die at 32 years of age? Why are the football players all having heart attacks? What the hell's going on? What's going on with the soccer players? And, of course, it's the injections. I mean, it's off the chart, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to go to break in a few minutes. And I'm going to come back. I'm going to play the premier of South West Australia. Of West Australia, as that province is known. And he just says, we don't know why everybody's so sick. We don't know why they're dead, why they're dying. He goes, but we think it's a delayed onset of something to do with COVID. Oh, it's something to do with COVID, all right. And they're going to try to gaslight everybody now. Now, this guy looks so freaked out, he may just be stupid and not know what he's involved in. But, brother, you're the front man in a major state of a major country, a major province of extermination with soft-kill weapons. You've helped carry out a biological, chemical. People say, why call it a chemical? It's really synthetic nanotech chemical biology. It's a merger. That's really what all this is. It is synthetic viruses, they admit. They put simulants with the H1N1 10 years ago, the year before, in the vaccine of H1N1, and then it mutated the next year and caused the illnesses. They'd already done that in the labs. That was their plan. They've been doing this for a long time. They didn't just start putting nanotech in there this week. And I've got a stack of articles that just came out where the news is all, oh, it's so wonderful. We've got a new vaccine that makes children behave. It's a behavioral vaccine, and now we need to give it to the boys with ADHD. Oh, this will settle Junior down. It eats certain receptors in the brain. It's a viral lobotomy. This isn't Alex Jones saying, hey, they're putting stuff in the shots that lower your IQ or make you more controllable, like a science fiction movie. They're actually proposing it at the American Medical Association. I got an American Medical Association. Like, oh, where are you getting this? We're not just getting this from the news. We're getting it from the American Medical Association and the American Hospital Association. Behavioral vaccine for teen depression. Oh, yes. It works so well on the troops. They've been giving our troops for 15 years this crap. You see what it's done to them. Man, they are just murdering us in live time. Gee, we don't know why everybody's dying, why everybody's having heart attacks. Gee, what's going on, Jiminy Crickets?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Amazing guest today. Jim Hoff from Gateway Pundit has really been warning that this could be a head fake in Virginia, and I tend to agree with him, but I'll explain when he joins us next segment. Dr. Peter McCullough will be joining us in studio with the incredible new developments that are unfolding worldwide with these poison death shots. Old friend of mine and filmmaker Jason Burmes was talking about transhumanism and the New World Order. He'll be joining us. That'd be very informative in the third hour. And then Jay Dyer is top-of-the-line expert on the Great Reset and the global transhumanist operation, Know Your Enemy. Jay Dyer will be reporting with Jay's analysis coming up in the fourth hour ahead of Owen Schroyer. Back live in studio. Didn't have to deal with court. I'm trying to put him in prison. January 6th, so he was out yesterday, but he's back today. And I can tell you we have CNN parked out in the parking lot, staking out the office, and white supremacists circling the office. Of course, they come together, same people. So that's the type of stuff we have going on here, which means the deep state's getting ready to move on America at a higher level, a bigger level, which I expect to happen. We're really the tip of the spear here, so we're a canary in the coal mine. But we got a lot of buzzards circling around right now, a lot of wolves circling around right now, and that means they're circling a lot of other patriots. They probably got Rand Paul's house staked out. You know, they're trying to destroy Trump. I mean, you know they're after Roger. Anybody that stands up for the country, they're going to come after you. So just pray for us here. A lot of serious stuff going on. Now, I will get to this with Dr. McCullough in the next hour. But I just wanted to really sink in, and I don't want to get lost in all the other clutter, that all over the world, mainstream news is saying, and this isn't a lie like last year where they said the hospitals were full and they weren't. That was just statistically not true, and you could go there and see it. But now whatever they've released and whatever's going on, and the fact that Pfizer admits that they are shedding and that created the Delta variant, that's a real thing. I mean, Tim Pool got it, almost killed him. He said he's never been this sick in his life. Same thing with me. I got it, and it was rough. I see how the average person would panic and go to the hospital. It feels like a gorilla's on your chest or a horse kicked you in the chest. Almost killed my dad. This is very, very real, ladies and gentlemen. And they got a bunch of different projects going on. But we know that when you take the shots, you're way more likely to die when you come in contact with a regular cold virus. That's called ADE. We've been harping on it for over a year and a half, harping on it, and saying that within 6 months of people taking the shots and then the winter coming, when that's when the coronaviruses are able to spread and expand because our bodies get weaker from lack of sun. That's how they're able to replicate in the cells. That's just a fact. Vitamin D deficiencies, you're not getting sun. Most people are vitamin D deficient. Over 90% of people that die of COVID were vitamin D deficient. Over 86% that get COVID when they do the blood test were deficient. So most people are, again, dying of a vitamin D deficiency. So, and that happens. You know, we got clothes on. We're inside. We're out in the sun. I mean, you got to get 30 minutes of direct sunlight, good sunlight a day, for most people to have enough sun. If you're black, triple that. If you got brown skin, again, it's a gradient, but probably double. And so everybody should get the blood test done. Unless you're getting a ton of sun, you're going to have low D. Anyways, I'm digressing. Everybody knows this already. They're trying to suppress it. Because they're the ones that are killing us. So they know full well what they're doing. Antibody, ADE. And the this antibody dependency enhancement is what all the experts said they were most worried about. They said, if this shot causes that, which we believe it will, you're going to see large portions of those that take it die. And it's here. And they know it. And they did it. Let me read you some of these headlines dealing with this. But before I do that, here is the premier in Western Australia talking about this situation and saying they don't know why this is happening. Here it is.
Look, our hospitals are under enormous pressure. This is the same in Tasmania, South Australia, New South Wales, Queensland, and Victoria. Enormous pressure. This has been something no one has ever seen before, the growth in demand in our hospitals. Why it is hard to know, except that there is some evidence that some sort of delayed reaction to COVID, but there is huge numbers of people coming through the doors. So we're doing everything we can to try and manage.
So that's Mark McGowan, one of the premiers in Australia. Just doesn't know what's happening, doesn't know why. Then you go read the local news, it's blood clots, heart attacks, heart swelling, myocarditis, platelet counts going down to almost zero, strokes, embolisms, lungs filling up with liquid, ADE. Can anyone from Australia please clarify what's going on in the hospitals? Robert W. Malone begs the question. MD, the inventor of mRNA technology, who predicted ADE would happen. But let's not listen to the billionaire inventor of something. Why listen to Nobel Prize winners? Why? No. I mean, come on. You're going to listen to the inventor of something? That you never listen to the inventor. I mean, are we going to listen to Tom Brady about how to play football? Of course not. You want to just go ask the janitor that never played football. They'll know. Or maybe your wife. Whatever. You know, honey, tell me about football. Well, honey, you probably want to ask Tom Brady. Oh no, we don't ask Tom Brady. Now, the Tom Brady of mRNA says this, that it was going to cause ADE. But I don't want to listen to the Tom Brady. You're like Mike Tyson in 1988. Who are we going to learn about heavyweight boxing from? Let's just go ask that little skinny guy over there. Have you ever boxed? No, never been a boxer. Well, what sports do you play? I don't really like sports. I'm a bookworm. Okay, will you teach me how to heavyweight box? I mean, this is the level of the gaslighting, ladies and gentlemen. The experts said it would happen, and now it's happened. They are literally killing us. Look, I got stacks of articles. Look at this. ERs are now swamped with seriously ill patients, but many don't have COVID. NPR. Record level all over the country, and it describes ADE. Weird. Western Australia reportedly has no COVID vaccines. Vaccination continues. Again, Western Australia reportedly has no COVID, and vaccination continues, but hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID-like symptoms, which is what the scientists said. So they have no COVID. They're still locked down, though, so no one gets sick, but then everybody's sick at record numbers. Let me read that headline to you again. Weird. Western Australia reportedly has no COVID. Vaccinations continue, but hospitals are overwhelmed. Why are hospitals more full now than during last year's COVID-19 peak? D Magazine, Dallas asks. Worst allergy ever, meaning disease, is spreading across UK, complete with horrible symptoms that are described as ADE. That's in the BBC, the Mirror, the Sunday Times. They're all reporting it. And they all go, we have no idea. And here's the Australian premier. We have no idea what the hell's going on. Record numbers of people sick, hospitals full. We just know they can't breathe. Then I've got the head of the British Medical Journal saying everything we just talked about. That's coming up. I got a whole stack of incredible, over-the-top information, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got Jim Hoff, the Gateway Pundit, with huge political news and Russiagate news. Boy, has that come to a head. I never talk about Russiagate, but now that it's totally collapsed, we're going to talk about it. Stay with us. If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction.
You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years, that's going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself. Get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient and fund the InfoWar today at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, one of the most accurate, hard-charging, around-the-clock working, good friend of mine, Patriots, is Jim Hoff, and his amazing brother as well. And, man, talk about tip of the spear. It's always good to know they're there, right there at the tip of the spear with InfoWars, just like Tucker Carlson and only a few other elite organizations that I would say are really on the target, over the target. And I wish more people were, more kind of following now. That's why Tim's a huge target. I'm a huge target. So is Tucker. And so is President Trump. So I wanted to get him on in these two short segments ahead of this big doctor we've got in studio.
because he really likes to cut to the chase, and I want to get his take on an article I saw that he wrote saying, look out, watch out, over at GatewayPundit.com. This could be a head fake in Virginia, and I've seen other people I respect saying that as well. It doesn't mean there isn't Republican landslides, in my view. It doesn't mean that, yes, the country's awake, but they don't want to make it too obvious about fraud so they can pull the big one in the midterms. That's what I think he's saying. I want him to be able to elaborate on that, then talk about the wheels have completely finally come off the Russia hoax fraud. All the major groups, the Steele dossier, the Fusion Global, all those groups are now being indicted or set to be indicted, leads right back to Hillary Clinton. So that's an amazing thing. The Durham investigation is actually bearing some fruit. Jim's got his contacts right there in D.C., some of the best. He can tell us what he thinks is going on with that as well. So thanks for joining us, Mr. Hoft.
Great to be with you, Alex.
What do you want to tackle first, the Virginia situation and the rest of the elections?
That sounds really good, Alex. Thanks for bringing up that article. I wrote that the day after the election, and there still were votes being counted. And as we know today, there's still some issues up in New Jersey. The Virginia race looks like it's over at this point. But what my point was, it's exactly what you said. We saw what they did in 2020. We saw that it was a landslide victory for Donald Trump. We saw that Donald Trump had the largest win ever for a president who was in office. He went up 12 million votes, which was just outstanding. His popularity grew immensely the 4 years he was in, due mostly to his policies. Because he was helping Americans for the first time in decades. We had a president who actually cared about the average American. And so he closed the border, brought back jobs. And they hated him for that. And so they stole this record win by Donald Trump. So the fact that this Youngkin wins the governor's race in Virginia, I think we need to be aware, Alex, and I'm sure you would agree with this, this doesn't mean that the fraud is over. It doesn't mean that Democrats are not going to cheat. What it means is we won one race, and it must have been so, he must have been so far ahead of McAuliffe that they couldn't find enough votes to cheat, or they decided not to. But it's a huge head fake if we think that these demons aren't going to cheat in the future. In fact, a couple states away, we saw that they were able to take the victory from the Republican and give it to the Democrat. So, shame on the Republican Party for not seeing that that was going to happen. They had two states to defend. A friend of mine, Christina Bob from OAN, said you had two states to defend in the governor races, and you couldn't do it. The GOP couldn't do it. They didn't have people in New Jersey who, they didn't have the lawyers up there who were ready to act. They didn't have people at the polls. So they allowed New Jersey to be stolen. Shame on that party. And it always goes back to the fact, Alex, that it's up to us. It's up to your listeners. It's up to Gateway Pundit readers. It's up to others to fill in the gap, because the GOP is just non-existent, not willing or able to confront this massive fraud that's coming from the left today.
I totally agree with you, and I know you've been all over New Jersey. Why don't you fill people in on what happened there? 40,000 votes appear the next day for Murphy. You've then got the truck driver winning the Senate race in the state, but then they're still contesting that. I mean, you talk about naked, classic Democrat machine corruption.
It's in-your-face corruption, Alex, and they don't give a damn. They just do it. They don't care anymore. We saw them the past 2 years, too, after they stole the election from Trump. They had basically no majority. It's 50-50 in the Senate. They had a few House races ahead of the Republicans, but they were ruling like they had super majorities in the House and Senate. And why is that? It's because they know they can cheat. It's because they know they can win elections at will until the Republicans put a stop to it. So that's why they're just out in the open in New Jersey, this truck driver who came in and shocked everyone by beating the Democrat leader there in the House up there in New Jersey, I believe.
Yes.
And now Now, of course, the Democrat isn't going to concede. He wants to fight on because he said he found 12,000 votes somewhere. We don't know if it's in the trunk of a car or where the hell they found it, but he says he found them.
It's simply amazing. And again, if you're in a boxing match and you get a good punch in on the other guy, but he's not knocked out, you don't think he won the match. And so massive landslide for the Republican, repudiating the Democrats. But we've seen this arrogance from them on critical race theory and pedophile story time and all the rest of the garbage they're teaching. That's why they're so arrogant. They believe they have the fixes in. But as you and other election experts have pointed out, it's very hard for them to override landslides. We know that Trump had a giant landslide in Florida, so huge, they just didn't have enough dead voters and out-of-state voters to computerize or run with the ballots they had stacked up. They just ran out of bullets. Same thing happened in some other states. And so this is really a good war game for us coming up in 12 months for the midterms. What do you think's coming then?
Well, I think it looks like Republicans could do very well. But then again, we have some of these states, these battleground states that are already up to their old tricks. We're seeing this in Michigan and Pennsylvania. They want to, use those same tactics they used last time with the mail-in votes and that. We're seeing in Arizona that there's still a lot of dead people and people who moved on the voter rolls. We also, I know a friend of mine's working on a story in Michigan where they have over 20,000 dead people still on the voter rolls. And that's a big story that's coming out up there in Michigan. So, there's a lot of work that must be done. I don't think we can trust that these Democrats are ever, ever going to be honest people who just, want to campaign honestly and go out and win the votes honestly. That doesn't happen today. We saw that with Joe Biden. They hit him in the basement for 4, 5 months. He had a couple of rallies with about 20 people. He can't muster today even more than 20 to 100 people. At any event, half of those are operatives or...
The Brandon administration is a joke. We're going to break in a moment, but I want to ask you this as we go into break. What happens to Biden? I mean, obviously they knew he'd be a puppet, but he's rotted faster than the establishment thought. He is a big problem for the globalists. How do you think we should navigate? What should the real President Trump be saying and doing right now?
Well, I think you're right about Biden. I think he's shooting himself in the foot. And I think a lot of that, Alex, is he can't help it. And I think that's why people trust you and trust Gateway Pundit today, because we offer the truth on Joe Biden. The man has severe dementia. It's getting worse every day. We know it's people who have dementia.
You and I were the first to put that out along with some of our inside, like 3 years ago, when the campaign first started 2.5 years ago?
Right. And it's so obvious. And I think that's why people just hate this media, because they still won't even admit that this guy's half there and it's not going to get better. I think no matter what they do with Biden, it's only going to go downhill. And a major part of that is, like you said, what you were reporting, what Gateway Pundit was reporting. This guy is not coherent of what the hell is going on around him. So, I think that's a big part of it. Now, a big story came out this morning, Alex. We just put it up at Gateway Pundit. And that is, they've been lying about the number of Americans who were left stranded in Afghanistan. Now we know that it's thousands and as many as 14,000 Americans. They left stranded in Afghanistan.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Let's get into that when we return on the other side with Jim Holm, GatewayPundit.com. I'm Alex Jones.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our guest for another segment, then coming up in studio, Dr. Peter McCullough is going to just lay it all out. And Bill Gates has come out and said, give up all your rights. Terrorists are about to release smallpox in the airports. Well, who's the guy that paid for the Wuhan lab development with Fauci? Oh, that was Bill Gates. So he has a history of wanting to depopulate us and a history of cooking up these weapons. And now he tells us more weapons are coming. Remember what he said about 18 months ago? He said, oh, after COVID, once you learn to be locked down, the terrorists are going to release a bioweapon and depopulate you. Wow. He's really telling you what he's up to. Big article on InfoWars.com. Red alert. Bill Gates warns bioterrorists could release smallpox at airports. That's coming up next hour. Show headline. Hospitals across Western world filled to capacity with new mystery illness. Scientists warn experimental vaccine is triggering ADE. I'm going to get Jim Hoff's, his brother Joe's been all over this, take on that as well here in a moment. But first, finishing up with something so cut and dry as pulling the military out first instead of pulling out U.S. citizens. That's ass backwards. That's putting the cart before the horse. Or not letting us develop oil and gas, killing all the permits, killing the Keystone Pipeline, but then asking Russia and a bunch of other countries to up production. I mean, it's so obvious that Biden works for groups that want to destroy this country. Please elaborate on the latest developments at Gateway Pundit with this breaking news about it. You're saying it's a lot more than what we were even previously thought, still stuck in Afghanistan.
That's right, Alex. The story this morning is that there are thousands of Americans there. If you recall, Jen Psaki was very glib when she was talking down to Peter Ducey and the other reporters in the White House press room, saying that, oh, there's 100 Americans left and we've contacted all of them and some of them want to stay. Well, that was a complete lie. We know now that that was a complete and utter lie from the administration. There are thousands of Americans there, as many of us expected. We knew that there was many more than 100. That's not even counting the green card holders. So they left thousands of Americans in Afghanistan to fend for themselves with these barbarians in charge. And they just walk away. And why did they walk away? Because they had some artificial deadline. The only ones who put that deadline out there was them. They could have stayed and helped those Americans.
Well, let me ask you this question, because we know this. They mainly brought back men. They brought back a bunch of rapists and perverts. I mean, literally, the statistics of the crime is incredible. But then wouldn't let U.S. citizens come onto the base or come onto the airbase. I mean, that's confirmed. Why would you go out of your way every time to go, we're going to give $450,000 to every person separated from their family, but U.S. citizens, we're going to leave you there? I mean, it's like he wants to be a villain.
Absolutely. This is complete insanity. And you're right. These are policies for someone who hates Americans with all of their being. These are policies for people that want to destroy this country, as you have said over and over again. There's no questioning that now. They left 14,000 Americans. We had someone on the ground there at Kabul, one of the soldiers, tell us that they were letting anybody on. They weren't vetting anyone. They were just throwing people on the planes. As you recall, the last week they were bragged about how they had this great rescue of 100,000 people out of Kabul. Well, those people only got on the planes because the Taliban, who was operating the perimeter, allowed them into the inner perimeter to where they were able to get on the planes. And the same Taliban was turning Americans away. So that's what was going on. These idiots in the Biden administration can't even figure that out. And now we know that they left thousands of people there. I think this is an impeachable offense. I think Joe Biden should immediately step down for this. How do you do that, Alex? They're rewriting Western history. They're rewriting our traditions, our culture, saying, oh, well, we can lose 14,000 people here. It doesn't matter. We have better things to do. That isn't the Western culture we know. That isn't Christianity. That's rewriting our whole culture, remaking everything, because we always have believed in the individual, in rescuing that individual, no matter what. That's the American story, and they're trying to remake that now. I say no. I say they need to go right now.
I agree with you. Talk about the Deputy White House Press Secretary, Jean Pierre. I got a bunch of video dizzies, and I found both of them on GatewayPundit.com, where I'm not going to play them both, but A, she says, firing all these truck drivers and longshoremen that won't take the vaccine, that's not going to cause a supply chain breakdown. It already has. National surveys show it's mainly the vaccine and people being fired that's caused this. So she's lying to us there. And then she says, no, Biden's wrong. We are going to give $450,000 to anybody separated from their families. And here's a clip of her saying that.
We wanted to make it easier. We wanted to avoid confusion. And so we want to even the playing field. And this is why we moved that December 8th deadline that you're talking about to January 4th.
How did concerns about the supply chain, the possibility of workers maybe quitting because of these mandates play into that decision and that timing?
So, I mean, if you're asking, like, if we think the rules impact supply chain, the answer is no. We don't think that it will. First of all, vaccine requirements work. We have talked about that. We've given examples.
And that's the other clip. You can find the clip here in the article, Biden Lies Will Pay Illegal Migrant Families After All. What do you make of all this?
I think it's insane. I think it's a complete lie. I think anybody with common sense can listen to that and just shake their head and say that's not true. Of course, if they fire a quarter of the workers who work at in the trains, work in the buses, we're already seeing in New York City that they let go a lot, 20% of the garbage collectors, and we're seeing the garbage start piling up in New York City. How gross. This is what happens when you have policies like what Joe Biden is promoting. Of course you're going to have, you know, a backlog at the ports. Of course you're going to have garbage in the streets. Of course you're going to have fires, but no firemen there to rescue the people, because this is what happens when you have these insane sort of policies. We're not seeing the numbers today with COVID that would make this policy essential. This is just another random, woke, insane policy by this administration to control the people and punish every American who pays taxes. And at the same time, they're going to start paying these illegal aliens who broke our laws to come into this country, and they're start going to give them a payday. Do you think that's going to bring more people into the border? I think it will, Alex.
Well, that's the design. It's a giant plum, a huge carrot being offered. This is all transparent. It's war. It's globalist interests at every level, undermining us, demoralizing us, trying to break our will, and then having the nerve to tell us this won't break down the supply chain. I think this is going to backfire on them. I mean, if Americans don't understand that it's a globalist reset war, yeah, then we'll blame America and they can break our will. But if Americans are aware it's a globalist assault, it's going to backfire on them. And I think that's starting to happen.
I think you're absolutely right. And you'll notice that they moved this to after Christmas. They did that because of the manufacturers and the business people who said you don't want to ruin the Christmas season. So they arbitrarily moved this deadline to get vaxxed to sometime in January, which of course makes no sense on a scientific basis. If it's so deadly and they need to have these vaccines, then do it today. Don't wait till 3 months from now. Don't wait till after the Christmas holiday shopping season. None of this makes sense. American people are catching on. I think that's why part of the reason that Democrats got shellacked earlier this week, because they push an insanity now. They don't even try to hide it anymore.
I totally agree. All right, Jim Hoff, thank you so much for the great work you're doing. And just tell your whole crew we really appreciate them.
Thanks so much.
All right, there he goes. Wow. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, as they say. All right, we're going to start the second hour, and the doc's pulling up right now. I'm going to come back and play some clips of Senator Paul going after the demon Fauci yesterday for a little while we get the doc in here sitting down. And then I've got the Bill Gates news, and I've got the news confirmed all over the world. Only Western countries, Australia, New Zealand, Europe, Western Europe, Canada, the UK, the US are having record hospitals full of people with their lungs filling up with water and dying. It's not COVID. They admit that. It's ADE. Now, why is it only those countries? Well, those are the only countries that take the Pfizer and Moderna shots that are mRNA. Nobody else would legalize that. Not China, not India, none of them. I mean, this is just such gaslighting, folks. Wow. So I'm just completely freaked out right now. I got a bunch. There's just so much news. Second hour coming up. Please warn everybody you know about this. And the best way to warn them is this broadcast and these guests and the doctor that's going to be in studio with us, one of the leading folks exposing all this. So stay with us. Separately, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points is running to the 14th. It's our biggest sale of the year. It's Black Friday, comes early, and we've got our ultimate bone broth back in stock after being gone for over 2 years. It's new and improved. It's stronger, more turmeric, more bee pollen, more concentrated bone broth. It's just the Rolls Royce out there for less price than people pay for some of the high-end and higher quality bone broths out there. And they're great. Ours is even better. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And Rainforest Plus, sold out for 8 months. The Amazing Nootropic is 50% off. Ultra 12 is 60% off. And so many other big deals. And the funds keep us on air. And we need the funds. We're going toe-to-toe with the globalists, toe-to-toe with them all. And we love you and we appreciate you. All right. We'll be right back on the other side. InfoWars.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.